Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, that was shocking to watch that over the weekend. It was hard to take if you're a Republican. It really was. The Republican, and I use that word lightly, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, banding together with the Democrats to crush Republican consent. These are things we've never seen before. If you are a Battleground America listener, if you're not, you should be. My most downloaded podcast is on Friday, and I do an entire podcast wiping up, you know, wrapping up the week, and I only use things we've never seen before. Those are the times we live in. And I can do that every week. It's a great podcast, by the way. You should check it out. You should subscribe, download it. I can get it automatically sent to you every Friday if you subscribe, and the rest of the week too. Some people just listen on Fridays. I wrap the week up. Things we've never seen before. This has begun to happen. This has begun to happen over the last 2 years. Whoever the Republican speaker is lasts a few months pretending to be a Republican before beginning to partner with the Democrats to crush Republican consent. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So it happened this weekend. I just can't even imagine it ever happening the other way. A majority of Republicans in the House of, you know, Congress, House of Representatives, voted against that Ukrainian aid bill. A majority did, right? So Mike Johnson, the Speaker, joins with the Democrats to crush the Republican dissent and make sure that once again, the Democrat agenda gets through. I've never seen anything like it. I don't even know why we bother to elect a speaker. I'm at this point lost. I don't know. Mike Johnson, this is the incredible part of watching this, okay? Mike Johnson, we're told as a Republican, it's not really clear this morning that he is, but he's the leader of the Republicans. But he's not the first. I mean, many people who are leaders of Republicans aren't actually Republicans. We see that in our own legislature. Mike Johnson promised for over 6 months there would be no Ukraine bill unless there was border security. What was border security? Remain in Mexico policy. Trump's very effective Remain in Mexico policy had tens of thousands of people sitting in camps in Mexico waiting to have their asylum cases heard. And if they're rejected, they go home. They don't come here if they go home. It would have finished Trump's wall. Smart politics says, you say to the Democrats, okay, you want your Ukraine funding? Well, we're going to put this in the bill. We're going to put border security in the bill by law. Joe Biden doesn't get to say anymore what border security is. He doesn't get to let in another 300 terrorists, like the last 300. Johnson lied. For 6 months, he held out. And then he said, you know what? Screw Republicans. I like the Democrats better, even though I'm the Republican speaker. Guess what? I'm going to pull that out. We'll have a standalone. But I know I told everyone for 6 months, I promised everyone when I said vote for me for speaker, but screw that. Hey, it's whatever the Democrats want. And they got whatever they want. Folks, I have never seen anything like this. The floor of Congress, after Democrats thoroughly defeated the Republican majority with the help of the Republican speaker, the Democrats screaming, cheering, waving Ukrainian flags from the floor. Folks, this is a party that hates the American flag. This is a party you'll never see an American flag in a Democrat hand. You will never catch them doing that. This is a party that is systematically going through Manhattan right now and making them take down the thin red line flags off of fire department trucks. Because it's an American flag and that traumatizes people. They hate America. They hate American flags. They are on the floor of Congress waving the Ukrainian flag and cheering. That part's not surprising, but they're cheering their victory over the Republican majority because the Speaker of the House has just helped them crush Republican dissent, has helped them do two things, crush the Republican border bill and then, which was separated out so they could get to it, and then provide the funding for Ukraine. Folks, do you realize there's $300 million for Ukrainian border security in that bill? Do you realize that? $300 million. Ukrainian border security. Do you know what else they did this weekend? They cut the number of detention beds in America. You remember why? Do you know why Laken Riley was killed? We learned that this last week. There allegedly wasn't enough bed space for her killer. Now, we know they leave thousands of beds a night empty. Joe Biden does so he can ship his what he believes to be his future voters into the country at your expense. We know that, right? But the head of ICE wanted more beds. Said we need at least 50,000, right? That was the reason Joe Biden's ICE told us they couldn't pick up that serial rapist down in Florida. Now, we got to let him go. We got to let him run around with the women down there in Florida. Got it. Yeah, he's an illegal immigrant, but we don't care. We don't have bed space. This weekend, they effectively cut the bed space for illegals in this country. But Ukraine got $300 million for border security. By the way, why does Ukraine need $300 million for border security? Think anybody trying to sneak into Ukraine, you want to go to Ukraine? No, you know what the border security is for? It's the border security is to stop these poor young men who are fleeing the draft. That's what the border security is for. It's to turn them back so they can be prosecuted and thrown in the meat grinder because they don't want to fight, because it's a waste of time. War is over. We actually had a Ukrainian official admit that less than a week ago. It's over. More, we can't win this. We can't win this. So you just watched something I've never seen in my lifetime, and I've been watching politics for 20 years. The Republican speaker joined together with the Democrats to crush all Republican dissent. You saw the majority of the Republicans voting against the speaker and the speaker saying, screw you, I'll get Democrat votes and crush you. And he did. And then come out and say he did the best thing for America. By the way, that's printed and borrowed money. We don't have the money for this. We're out of cash. We already spent all the cash. So that's your kids' money for Ukraine. But nothing for the border, even though Mike promised. Here, you want to hear Mike promise? Here's Mike promising. Here's Mike Johnson promising for months there would be no Ukraine funding without border security. They were going to have to put Trump's policies back in place. That would close the border.
Telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
How can we be involved in securing the borders of foreign countries if we can't secure our own? In the end, he screwed us. He took the border security out so Democrats could overrun Republicans, and they cheered and laughed on the floor of the House. They're laughing at us, is what they're doing. Wow. Just wow. We don't have this money, folks. We were warned by the IMF last week. We got to stop printing now. And I mean, that's a liberal globalist organization, the International Monetary Fund. America can't keep printing anymore. It's not sustainable. We can't keep borrowing and printing. This is our kids' money. This, you know where you're going to pay for this? You're going to pay for this at the grocery store when you check out in more inflation as they print and print and print and print and print and print and print. I mean, $100 billion for Israel, Taiwan. Do you realize Israel didn't even ask for any money? You realize that, right? They haven't formally asked us for money. We're just like, here, chunk some money at you. Here, how's up? Ukraine did ask for money. But they can't win. They don't have enough men to fight. In fact, I'm watching this and I'm afraid they're waiting until after the election and they're going to chunk NATO in there because there's not enough Ukrainian men to fight with any amount of money. $120 billion, $300 billion we sent. It doesn't matter. They're all dead. Or they've fled. They got past the border security we paid for to keep them in, like animals trapped in that country. So I don't know what the plan is here. But this was bizarre and sick. It was sick. It was just, it's incredibly frustrating. It tells you no matter how much of a, I mean, I hate to say it, how much of a, cushion we give the GOP, how much control we give the GOP over the House, they're just going to turn it over to the Democrats, no matter what. Just going to turn it over to the Democrats. And here's the crazy part, folks. You want to hear the real crazy part about this? Mike Johnson had won had won brilliantly. Mike Johnson got Ukraine funded. I've explained this multiple times. Why? Mike Johnson said in the fall, I'm not funding this. Trump backed him, said, I'm not funding this. I'm not funding Ukraine unless I get the border security I want. And then he did nothing. You know what Europe did? You know what the EU did? They're like, oh, crap. Those chumps over there in America aren't going to print money from their, you know, and break their kids to fund this. We're going to have to. And you know what they did? They funded it. 60 billion euros. They funded their own war. It didn't even take 6 months. They're like, wow, those chumps in America ain't going to pay. We're going to have to pay. Johnson won on all counts, got the Ukrainian war funded. We didn't have to pay a dime. And he won. So for him to turn around, screw the Republican Party like this, use Democrat votes to crush his own party. Again, a majority of his own party voted against this Ukrainian funding. I've never seen anything like it, except when Kevin McCarthy did the same thing. Kevin McCarthy, this is why the Republicans threw Kevin McCarthy out. Remember, he locked in the peak level COVID spending where we were printing money to pay people to stay home. It turns out for no reason, since that actually didn't stop the spread of COVID, but that was all a lie. And remember, we printed, and they were sending checks out to businesses, paying people to stay home. Yeah, we locked in that level of spending. I don't even know where all that money's going. How do we do that? Kevin McCarthy and a majority of Democrats working together to crush Republican dissent. So what happened? They got rid of McCarthy. They got rid of McCarthy people because McCarthy had joined the Democrats to crush Republican dissent. And what? We bring in Johnson. He doesn't even last a year. And he is doing the same thing. He is working with Democrats to crush Republican dissent. How do they do it? How do they get them to do it? How do they flip them in less than a year? Because this is a new position for Johnson, and he was holding strong. He was doing a great job. They got him. They got to him. How do you think they got to him? Text me, 71307. It's a Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, y'all. Well, make or break week for the Republic. It truly is. And for Trump, because this is the most, Trump's right about this. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. And what happens this week is make or break. This is a guy facing over 90 felony charges. He is currently on trial. He will be on trial starting this morning for 34 felonies. Okay. Never been a bigger Republican traitor than Bill Barr. He is not really a Republican. He is a Bush acolyte. They're not Republicans. They're fascist. They're not even Democrats. They're just, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. So Bill Barr, the biggest dupe Trump hired, and that's saying something. Bill Barr does not like Trump. Bill Barr undermined the election, blocked Senate Republicans from getting a hold of Hunter Biden's laptop so they couldn't see the crimes there. Knew Bill Barr had the laptop the entire time going into the election. Hid it. And then knew it was real, allowed 51 intel heads to lie to the American people, said nothing. Put his thumb on the scale to make sure Joe Biden was elected. That's how evil Bill Barr is, okay? He's not a good dude. Not at all. He was so concerned you would find out about Joe and Hunter's crimes, he hid the laptop from his fellow Republicans, okay? So when that guy, Bill Barr, former federal prosecutor Bill Barr, calls Trump's New York hush money case an abomination, you know something's up.
And this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left.
They're perverting
the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
Yeah, the left and Bill Barr. He was right there with them, corrupting and subverting our institutions. But the important thing there is he's even saying this case is a joke. I mean, when you have the CNN political, legal commentator saying it's a joke. Ms. Kids is a joke. But the jury's already been selected. You have a judge whose own daughter has made $15 million for her company. She's the president of the company. Fundraising directly off of her father's trial and other Trump trials. She raised $93 million for the Democrats. So her continued employment and success is dependent on Daddy getting a conviction. That's what Trump walks into the courtroom and faces this morning. That's how bad this is. And they are willing to break any law to get a Trump conviction. They're willing to break any law. Because if you have a family member, as this judge does, remember, who stands to make money or has any kind of interest in the case financially, you must recuse yourself. This judge hasn't. This is Doug Schoen, Fox News legal analyst.
In this case, I believe it goes beyond the appearance. I believe under 22 New York Code of Rules and Regulations 100.2, that he must disqualify himself. That provides that if the judge has a relative to the fourth degree who has a substantial interest that could be affected by the proceeding, then he must recuse himself. And that's this case. The New York Post article is clear. This person, his daughter, held herself out as the digital persuasion director for Kamala Harris, now president of the company. He must disqualify himself.
So, yeah, she raised $93 million for the Democrats with a direct mail and online targeting campaign that focused on Trump's crimes, alleged crimes. She made $15 million in profit off that fundraising campaign for her company. We don't know what she personally has been paid. You think this judge doesn't have a stake here? He is breaking that law, and nobody cares. So I want you to understand something about this Trump trial, okay? They will break. You are going to see this. You will see them break New York law to get him convicted. That's how far this will go, how fast. But that's only one of the headlines this week, because this week, more than likely, Supreme Court takes up the Trump immunity challenge. So what is Supreme Court deciding? Really the future of the Republic this week. This is a huge week. Why? Because if they say, nope, no can do, Trump, you know, has presidential immunity, the other three cases against Trump, they go away. They go away. They can only get him on this one. So Georgia goes away, that joke of a case, the one down in Florida goes away, and the ridiculous DC case goes away. Like that. If not, Trump will likely walk into that election a convicted felon. I mean, it may happen anyway with this New York case. So that is all in the hands of the Supreme Court this week. You load him up with felonies. I don't think we could beat Biden. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think we can. I don't think the American people have seen this before, and it's going to look to them like Trump's a crooked guy. Look, no other president's ever been convicted like this. I think you get him with one jury, maybe we can survive it. More than one jury gets him, the American people are just going to say he's a felon. That's just where we are. Or the Supreme Court could rule in his favor this week. So I don't know what goes down, but all of that gets decided this week. Because if the Supreme Court rules for Trump on the immunity claim, then guess what? Those three other cases go away. They got to get him into New York court. They will break any law. They will say anything. They will break any legal precedent. They will do anything to get that conviction. It's going to be a wild court ride. Got more on that and much more about this incredible week that we're facing coming up. Do you see this? I think the whole country's seen this video out of Asheville, if you haven't seen it. There's something enjoyable about pure, unadulterated stupidity when it's not yourself doing it, some dumb thing you've done. Boy, was this dumb and selfish. Group of people in Asheville videotaped themselves. You see two bear cubs, cute little ones, right? Because it's early spring still, right? They're very little. You see two little bear cubs. What do you say to yourself? I bet the mom's gone. They totally want a selfie with me. No. What I need to do is rip them out of the tree when they won't come, because how else will I get a selfie? Group of idiots at an apartment complex. Videotape. Physically pull it. They are ripping the bear cubs out of the tree for a selfie, because why else? This was actually back on April 16th, but the video began to circulate heavily Thursday night and into Friday. People were talking about this all over the country. I got to tell you, what these people don't look like to get out much. One of them is the size of two people. I have never seen a rear end that big. Anyway, whatever. These big fat people come waddling, two of them anyway, out of the apartment. They're like, oh, it's a bear. That looks so cute. I'm going to rip it out of the tree. Just dumb people. Okay, so you got to see this one woman. She rips the bear out of the tree, immediately goes into selfie mode, right? She wants a selfie taken. So she gets the guy standing there. Here, hey, take a picture of me. Take a picture of me, selfie, blah, blah, blah. She ends up getting bit, right? She just drops the baby bear onto the ground. Doesn't place it down, drops it because she doesn't care. That's, they think, how the bear hurt its foot. But she's not done. Because she wants another selfie. So she's running behind this, but this poor little baby bear, if you picture the apartment complex, it's got a chain link fence around it about, you know, chest high, typical size chain link fence. The baby bear is so terrified trying to get away from this idiot. And there's other people standing around and they're just like, oh, it's so cute. Here, you want another selfie? Baby bear running from this idiot, trying to scale the chain link fence, anything to get away from her. She's chasing the bear. What, so she could drop him again? It's just unbelievable. So anyway, everybody thought these idiots are going to get charged, right? They're surely going to get charged because it's unlawful in North Carolina. This was the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission last week. They were explaining, look, it's unlawful in North Carolina to capture and keep black bears. But unfortunately, the law hasn't been updated in years. If you capture and keep them for just a moment before dropping them on the ground, because you're just done, I guess. If you capture and keep them for just a moment, but you let them go, there's nothing in the law for that. There's nothing in the law that says, hey, you cannot rip the bear out of, you know, the tree momentarily for a selfie. So because they let it go, they don't think they can charge them, which is maddening. They found the one baby bear cub wet, cold, alone, sitting in a retention pond with an injured leg, they think, because she just plumb dropped the bear. Hobbs, the special projects biologist, said it must have been there for a while. It was obviously a bit traumatized, favoring one of its front paws. This was a tiny little bear, too, so it's going to have to go to rehab. They can't catch. They try to catch the other one. They couldn't. They're seeing, because of the handling of the bears, it might be abandoned by the mom. So. But you so rarely get to see just abject stupidity. One of the things that is interesting about the video, because the video is going viral now, is that the people filming the video are yelling at her, leave the bear alone. Stop. Oh my gosh, she just dropped the bear. And they're telling her to stop. She won't do it. You know what this is? You know what this is about? This isn't about a bear. People will do anything to get attention today. Anything to get that selfie. Yeah, a lot of people saying, wish Mama Bear was around. I did too. Texter writes, you know, that all started with, hey, boys, watch this. Yeah, you really got, if you watch the video, you really got to watch the one. There's so many idiots involved, but the one, the biggest idiot is this woman. I mean, she literally wants, she's already been bitten and she wants another selfie. She's chasing this bear cub that's obviously terrified of her. Texter writes, the Cub assault, probably Biden voters. Well, it's Biden voters. You it's Asheville. So, you know, we're not talking about a, you know, a lot of normalcy here, shall we say. Texter writes, here the media wants to portray Ukraine as innocent, but in reality, they've been behind human drug and weapons trafficking for many years. Ukraine was known as the single most corrupt European adjacent state, period, end of memo, until a couple of years ago. You go back and you read everything from USA Today to The Atlantic, and the left 5-6 years ago was extremely concerned because people with allegiance to Nazism were running the Ukrainian parliament. This is back when we were honest about who Ukraine was. Now we're pretending they're a great democracy. They're not a great democracy. He has suspended elections. They closed down by force all alternative media. There is only state media now. This is the Democrats' great democracy. This is the country they're waving the flag for. They have disappeared journalists. They have now begun to round up church leaders in Ukraine. So Democrats love that. It's an absolute autocracy. And the final outrage of Ukraine is when they made an assassination list. They offered rewards for anyone who would assassinate conservative American pundits Jack Posobiec, who is the editor of the Daily Wire. Tucker Carlson's on the assassination list, and so is Elon Musk. And the only senator who gave a damn was J.D. Vance. So wait, no. We should not pay Ukraine to assassinate American citizens. You want to know who is running the dictatorship? I don't know. Toss a coin. Russia, Ukraine, I can't tell the difference between them. I don't care. This is Europe's problem. Folks, if you said, hey, let's chip in for the Help Ukraine bill. That sounds kind of like a cool charity, right? Americans aren't really informed. It sounds like kind of a nice charity. Would you support that? Yeah, I want to help Ukraine, man. I don't know much about Ukraine. Can't find on our map, but I want to help Ukraine. How about this? Do you want to support the Start World War III with Russia bill? It costs only $60 billion, and you too can help start World War III with Russia for no identifiable reason. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do. Hey, why don't we borrow, because we don't have it. $60 billion, and we'll print a lot of it too. We're going to print a lot of it. You'll pay it to grocery store later when you're paying 10 bucks for hot dog buns. Yeah, you want to, because that's probably the cost of starting a war with Russia. You want to start a war with Russia? No, I think I'll skip that. See, it's all marketing. You focus on Ukraine and no one thinks, what are we spending $60 billion? We're spending $60 billion to get in a war with Russia. It's expensive to get into a war. This is ridiculous. Well, Trump trial starting today. I can't believe we're watching this. Alan Dershowitz, former Trump attorney, reveals why Trump has drawn a bad jury. Of course he did. That's what the judge was paid for. That's why this little girl got $15 million from Democrat Party. Of course that's what the judge is paid for. It's all fixed, y'all. In violation by law, by the way, that's all illegal. He should have recused himself, not just by ethics, but by law. Alan Dershowitz, Trump attorney, reveals, he's not Trump's attorney now, but has been in the past, also a longtime friend of Trump's, reveals, this is UK Daily Mail, why Trump has drawn a bad jury for his New York hush money trial, and reveals what the most likely outcome will be. Dershowitz says the makeup of the jurors suggests Trump will fare poorly, of course. It's fixed. He goes as far as to say that the best Trump will likely do is a hung jury. Think about this for a minute, folks. This is why the Democrats have elected to have this trial here. The jury pool is made up of people, so you know, the people that the jury would be selected from randomly. The jury pool is made up of people who voted for the Democrats at an 86% rate. 86% of the people in the jury pool would have voted Democrat. Because that's the makeup of New York, where they're holding this, where they're pulling the jury from. So this is not a trial of your peers. It's not a trial of American citizens. This is a trial of post-American Democrats who hate Trump and think he's a Nazi. That is who is on the jury pool. 86% Democrat vote rate. So, but here's the thing, folks. Trump has been weirdly lucky lately. I mean, weirdly lucky when it comes to these trials. So I don't know, maybe it's only going to take one to hang it. But he's facing 34 felonies.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.